This is VOA News, via remote on Marissa Melton. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden has spoken with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and expressed support for a ceasefire between Israeli troops and Hamas militants. Biden had told reporters at the White House earlier on Monday that he planned to speak with the Israeli Prime Minister. Israel pummeled Gaza City with airstrikes Monday, killing a senior Palestinian militant commander, and Palestinian militant groups renewed rocket attacks on Israel as violence in the region entered its second week. Gaza's health ministry says since fighting began on May 10th, at least 200 Palestinians have been killed, including at least 59 children. At least 10 Israelis have been killed, including a six-year-old child. After meeting with top defense officials Monday, Netanyahu said Israel will continue to strike terror targets and will continue to operate as long as necessary in order to return calm and security to all Israeli citizens. Meanwhile, the armed wing of Hamas promised more rockets. Spokesman Abu Ubaida announced Hamas will resume rocket launches on Tel Aviv if the Israeli airstrikes don't stop, this according to Reuters. And also Monday, an Israeli man died of his wounds after being attacked last week by a group of Arab citizens in the central city of Lod. The city has become a flashpoint area during the latest fighting. France announced Monday it will grant Sudan a $1.5 billion loan to help the North African country pay off its debt to the International Monetary Fund. Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire made the announcement in Paris at the start of an international summit hosted by President Emmanuel Macron. The loan aimed at helping Sudan erase its total external debt of $50 billion. This is VOA News.